Welcome to show number 10 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by NorCalSportsShop.com. What is up, my people? Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Sports Card Show. Hope you guys are all kicking back today, relaxing, and hey, maybe if you're at work, do what I do and take what I call the extended lunch. Say you take your lunch around, say, 12:30. Well, starting at 12, if you have a desk job or whatever kind of job you have, what I do is I take that 30 minutes before I'm going to lunch, and I basically take a 30-minute break. If I have a desk job, I'm surfing the internet. I'm doing whatever I want to do. I'm going to eBay. I'm checking my auctions. I'm checking the minor league stats, seeing what prospects did well last night and which ones went 0-for-4. And if you've got more of a labor-intensive job, maybe find a spot in the shade or find a quiet corner or go to the bathroom for 20 or 30 minutes, and then you go to lunch. And then it's like having, you know, if you have an hour lunch, it's like having an hour and a half. So, you know, just try that, you know. It might not keep your job for long, but, you know, take it from a podcaster that may be not something you want to try. But anyways, we'll get to our show today. We're going to have a couple things later on. We're going to talk about our contest and how you can enter for that. It's going to be a month-long contest ending September 15th with the winner getting something or some things out of the old prize closet. We're going to break that thing open. It's got cobwebs on it. We're going to pry that baby open and see what we find in there. And another thing on the back end from an emailer that I got last week, we're going to have a new segment. I'm going to keep it a mystery for y'all and maybe reveal that on the back end. But first, we have to talk about Brett Favre. This wouldn't be a sports show or any kind of sports-related thing if we didn't talk about Brett Favre. And I'm sure if you, flip through the channels, you could flip to CBS, you could flip through the Hispanic channel, you could flip to the local community channel, and they probably have something on Brett Favre. So I'm going to do my end of the bargain and have my Brett Favre for the news today. And it is related to sports cards, thank God. His first Jets cards, we talked about that on the last show, and his first Jets cards are actually confirmed. It's going to be an app playoff absolute memorabilia, but not in the hobby version. I thought this was kind of interesting. Only the retail version of absolute memorabilia, retail version, meaning you could only get it at Target, Wally's World, stores like that, some of the bigger retail stores, maybe a drugstore in your area, places you know where to get that stuff. But his stuff is only going to be in retail because they've already finished packing the hobby product. So, you know, in a way, it's actually going to be a true short print because all the cards in retail are you're going to be able to find in hobby, all the base cards I'm talking about. And Brett Favre is going to have a base card in there. It looks really cool. It's him holding up his Jets uniform, and that's going to actually be out in a few weeks. So you want to check that out. My theories are that's going to be a very hot card. And when I say hot, I don't mean like $5,000 or even $500 or even maybe even $50. I'm thinking, and maybe we'll see if I'm right on this, but I'm thinking it's going to be like a $20 to $30 card to start off with. And then I think it'll dip a little bit as more products come out and the year goes on. And obviously it kind of depends on how Brett is playing and how the Jets are doing. But I think right in the beginning, the first 10 or 15 auctions are going to be very good, $30, maybe $40 even. But then I think over time, it'll be like that Jeter Bush Mantle card we talked about, and there's been several others. It'll kind of die down once people realize you can go to the Walmart and maybe buy five packs and you have a decent shot at pulling one. Then it might go down a little bit, but you won't see it in the hobby end, so it might hurt the hobby boxes in a way, and it definitely will push retail product out the door right in the beginning. So that's kind of an interesting card, and I think that alone, the fact that it's only going to be retail only, will add a little bit to that card, and it might hold its value a little bit more than some of the other early Brett Favre base cards. But it's actually kind of cool. It's actually a unique card, and it's a true SP, so maybe something you want to check out. I don't recommend jumping on eBay and buying the first one you see on there, but, you know, like I said, if you wait a week or two, or maybe even a month or two, you'll be able to pick up that same card for quite a bit less if you wait. You know, even if Brett leads the Packers, or excuse me, the Jets, to like a 7-0 start or something, I mean, the card's going to be worth a lot of money, but there's going to be tons of other cards out by then, and other cards are going to be coming out. UDSP Rookie Edition is going to have one, and that's out in November. His first really, like, it's actually a manufactured patch. I didn't see any word on a game used jersey or his autographs, anything like that yet, and I don't know why. They just have these guys sign stickers. I don't know why you couldn't, you know, throw a few Brett Favre stickers. Maybe they don't have those laying around over at Upper Deck, but in NFL Icons, 08 NFL Icons, there's actually going to be a manufactured patch, and this is basically, you know, a manufactured patch is basically what it says. It's a patch that's manufactured in the in-house. It looks like a jersey. It is a jersey, but it was never worn or touched by Brett Favre. It's just, you know, a Brett Favre-related jersey. They're going to have a Letterman series that spells out Broadway Brett. So if you're interested in collecting that entire set, it's a huge, that's quite a few letters. So good luck with that. But in NFL Icons, they're going to have the first kind of manufactured patch of Brett Favre. And we'll see how those go. I didn't see any that were autographed or anything like that. So may not be that cool. But anyways, on to some other news. I'm sure you guys know, but it will start affecting some of you guys' fantasy football drafts that are coming up. Or maybe even some of your card buying and maybe some of your card selling. But Steven Jackson of the St. Louis Rams for football, still holding out. And he's held out for over 20 days. It doesn't look like he'll make it into camp. Maybe he will the last week. Maybe he'll pull a Larry Johnson and make it in the last week. But, you know, like I just mentioned, Larry Johnson. Larry didn't make it in, I think, until maybe the last week or two of camps last year. And he had a rough season last year. He got injured early on, and he never really seemed to come back. He had a couple good games, but nothing major. So, you know, Steven Jackson, normally a very high fantasy draft pick, a beast of a runner. And I wish the Bengals would have picked him a couple years ago instead of Chris Perry. But that's a whole nother story. Steven Jackson is holding out. So you want to keep that in mind. And, you know, if you have some cards of him and you're thinking about selling them, you might want to hold on a little bit. You know, this year, it's very hard unless you're like Michael Strahan, who can set out all camp and then come in and I think play almost every game and win a Super Bowl. I don't know if Steven Jackson's capable of that, and I don't know if the Rams are, but you just want to keep that in mind. He is holding out. Another bit of news, again, blowing my own horn. And if I have a horn sound effect for you guys, I'm going to blow it for you now. But if I can't find one, I won't. But blowing my own horn, among other things, Pablo Sandoval for the Giants. We mentioned him on numerous shows. I told you about him, I think, a few weeks ago on a show. And yes, folks, another prospect makes its way to the big leagues. Pablo, and unfortunately, I probably tooted my own horn a little bit too much. I mentioned John Bowker on the Giants, and he was the one actually got sent down sort of to make room for Pablo. But Pablo's going to – he got called up yesterday for the Giants, and looks like he's going to be making his debut. I'm sitting here as we speak on August 14th. I'm going to check out the Giants they're playing about right now. I think he's going to be in the lineup, so I'm looking forward to seeing Pablo. He went from A-ball this year to Double-A. And then all the way to the major leagues. And it just goes to show you, I think he was batting in the 340, 350 range, you know. And like I said, I didn't know anything, if much at all, about Pablo Sandoval this year. But if you check the numbers, if you check the websites I go to, there's quite a few, but the one that I go to is the official site, minorleaguebaseball.com. I just go there and check numbers. Either I go to my favorite teams or I just do a league leader search. And I followed Pablo since the beginning of the year and saw he was torching the bigs. And, you know, I listened to some local radio shows around here and just read some things on the internet. And, you know, this guy was on the fast track, and he's on his way up. So Pablo's getting a start today, so you want to check that out. Among other things, the Giants did call up two or three other prospects. So if you're a Giants fan, you want to check that out. Obviously, we're making the move to go younger, and it's about time, Giants. But anyways, although if they want to bring Barry back, I wouldn't mind that, man. We don't have a guy over 10 home runs. I'd love to see B. Bonds back in the lineup one time, one-day contract. That'd be awesome. You'd fill the stadium. It'd be great, but they're not going to do it. But anyways, after this short break, we're going to be talking about our contest, the prizes, what you got to do to enter. Some of you that have already contacted me, yes, I said it, you already have some entries into the contest, and we're going to be running it for a month. but that's not that long of a time for all you slackers out there. So get on the ball. I'll tell you how to enter the contest and what you can win next.
On the dangerous, ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug ass niggas that love the bus. It's strange to us, y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. I'm restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. So much smoke, need oxygen. Steadily counting Benjamins. Nigga, you should too if you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you, know.
Yes, that is right. We are back. Thanks for hanging with me. Today we're going to talk a little bit about our contest, and it's not going to be a huge one. As time goes on, we get more listeners, we get more input from you guys, what kind of things you want to see. It'll get better for our first contest, though. We're going to keep it small. It's going to be a prize closet containing of anything of your favorite teams. I've got quite a large collection, some of it good, some of it, a lot of it bad, I should say, but I've got some good cards around, and so if you win this month's contest, you're going to win a prize closet of either a favorite player or a favorite team that you have. And I'll send you things that I have. And if I don't have a lot, maybe I'll pick up a few things for you and send those to you in the mail. Or if you don't want that, I'm willing to give you $25 of NorCal Sports Bucks. And that's basically $25 on anything you see on my website. And those will be your cards. So you got your choice and how you will enter. If you already emailed me and the cutoff has cut off, if you haven't emailed me, boom, you are too late. So those of you who emailed me, and I want to appreciate those who did contact me the last few days, but if you did contact me, I just want to let you know that you are going to get three free entries into this month's contest, and you are already ahead of the game. Now, if you want to earn one entry, send me an email. And in that email, I don't want you to just be spamming me with just random emails saying hello and hi, although I could use that. I could use a friend right now. But if you ask me a question, send me a prospect, send me some hobby news that you picked up on the on a website or a forum. Ideas for the show, I need those. Obviously, I'm running out of ideas, or I'm out of them by show number two. I think I ran out of ideas. Website recommendations, visit my website, visit anything I do on the web. Tell me how I can improve this podcast, things like that. Any other kind of things you want to talk about. You can even send some hate mail. Be like, dude, you're boring, you suck. You know, you've shouted out some prospects. I know a few of them have been called up to AAA and the majors, but you know, you did mention John Balker and he got sent down, so I regret that. I'm sorry if you went out and spent $100 on John Balker cards. I really apologize for that. But another way is if you email me and you want to get the big votes, here's where you can earn the most points. If you vote for us on Podcast Alley, now I'm not really pimping the site, but I know a lot of other podcasts, and if you actually vote on this site, you start moving up through the ranks, and more people can start finding you, and you know, things like that, and it's a way for our show to grow. So if you send me an email, I'll send you a link to Podcast Alley. If you've already been on that site, you can search for us. You can find us pretty easily. If you just search Sports Card Show on a Gmail search, or The Sports Card Show on a Gmail search, you should see our Podcast Alley, and you should see my website. You should see a few. You know, I'm pretty good at the Google search thing. I can get myself to the top within a month or so. But send me an email. I'll send you a link so you can vote for us in Podcast Alley. If you do that, if you vote for me and add a comment to my page, that is 5 points. That is 5 entries. That is the largest amount you can get. That is a huge amount of entries. Now, another way you can get the big 5 entries is comment on my show on the website. I actually host this podcast because I got to put, you know, this audio somewhere and it has to be sitting on somebody's server. And I host it through a company called Podbean, and we may switch it and we may, go to someone different down the future. But this is one I worked with in the past for other organizations, and I thought it was pretty cool and it was pretty easy. So I will send you a link. If you send me an email, that will get you 1 entry. And then if you ask for the links so you can comment on the show and vote for the show, I will send you those links. If you comment on the show on Podbean, whether it's a negative comment or a positive comment, I will give you 5 entries. Now keep in mind, this is our 10th show. You have 10 opportunities to comment. So that is a chance to get up to 50 entries. And more. We'll obviously have more shows running through this month, so you could end up getting quite a few entries if you go there and comment. Now, if you comment twice in one thread, maybe I'll give you an extra entry, but I'm not going to give you five for each comment if you start a discussion on there or something like that. But I will give consideration to those that if a discussion develops, I will throw out some points to extra of you. So if you send me an email, you will get a point. SportsCardShow@gmail.com. This is where you'll get all the information. Send me an email. Send me a question. If you send me an email, send me a prospect. Send me some hobby news. Send me an idea for the show, something that you like or dislike about the show. Also, how did you find us? How did you find the Sports Card Show originally? And, how did you stumble across our little show that we have going on here? But those are the ways to do it. Sports, SportsCardShow@gmail.com. I will be going to the Spelling Bee this year. Book it. But after this short break, like I said, we have a little bit of a new segment. And hopefully I'll have my pro. I'll be shouting out my little musician that's been laying down some beats. I'm going to have him lay me out a segment. We're going to have a segment called Greatest Finds for Collectors. This is from a collector named John that emailed me last week, and he wants to know your greatest finds are collectors. You know, what kind of finds do you have? You know, how'd you track them down? How are they discovered? More the find than the actual, you know, card itself or the memorabilia piece itself. And we'll be talking about that a little bit after this. What's up? Thanks for coming back with us. As we said, my friend John emailed me last week and wanted to know finds. And this is a really cool question. And, you know, my stories are going to be limited, and I have maybe one or two for you guys today. But that's another way for you to earn a point for this month's contest is send me your greatest finds or some of your best finds or your best ever find in your collection, whether it's a card or a memorabilia piece, things like that. And what'd you have to go through to find that? And, to me, some of my best finds are just basically stumbled upon, and I wasn't even looking for it or I wasn't even expecting it, and I just happened to stumble upon it. And being a sports card owner, you do have a lot of people come in, and they might be hardship for whatever reason, but they have a binder or box of cards, and they bring it to you, and it's always usually full of junk, 80s and 90s, just commons and maybe some, you know, maybe some Michael Jordans if you're lucky and things like that. But normally it's a lot of garbage. But a couple weeks ago, a couple came in and they brought a binder of cards, and I was flipping through it, and it was, you know, it was like any other time. It was all 80s and 90s baseball and basketball and, you know, Larry Johnson and Jim Jackson and, you know, all these old players that really, you know, Rafael Palmeiro and players like that that really don't have any relevance today. And so I'm flipping through it, and, you know, they look like they're a little hard up on their money and whatever. And so I was like, you know, I'll give you $5 for the binder. I was like, that's the best I can do. I was like, you know, there was maybe like 150, 200, 250 cards in there. So I was like, I'll give you $5. And they were like, yeah, I'll take it. Well, I was like, cool. You know, so I gave him $5 and I was just pulling out the cards, and I have a 10 for, I sort all the cards into teams. You know, all the major league basketball and football teams. And I do them for $10, 10 cards for a dollar, excuse me. So 10 cards for a dollar, 10 cents each. And I just throw, you know, sometimes there's major stars in there and sometimes there's not, but I just sort them through the team. So I was pulling out the cards and just putting them in my boxes. Well, I pulled out, there was a page full of Nolan Ryans, which were all kind of like the same set. It was like Nolan Ryan Heroes. Not a big set, just kind of a older set and the old Upper Deck sets. Well, behind a couple of those cards were actually some old Nolan Ryans. And one was like, I think a 1970. The other one was a 1971, I think. I could be wrong on those years, but one was in his last year in a Mets uniform, and the other one was his first year in an Angels uniform, I think. Pretty two cool little cards. They were both not in big, real good good condition. Obviously, if they're in really good condition, those are huge cards, probably $80, $90, $100 cards. But they're a little beat up and, you know, no major creases or anything like that. But they're a little rounded on the corners and a little fluffy on the edges and stuff. But I ended up selling those cards, I think, for about $20, $25 each. So, you know, those kind of finds happen a lot if you own a sports cards. Another find that was actually one of my buddies, a good friend of mine that I went to school with. He, you know, we keep in contact. He's a Lakers fan. He plays basketball for a local college and stuff. And so I keep in contact with him and go watch his games. And we play, you know, pickup games every once in a while, though he has dunked on me. I will say that, but I'm a little embarrassed to say that. So don't spread the word. But, you know, one of the finds that he actually found for me is one day he lives in an apartment complex, and he says his neighbor, his neighbor were arguing, or his neighbor and her roommate or whatever, or maybe her husband or boyfriend were arguing one night, and he said it was a big argument, and he heard the guy leave, and you know, all this stuff happened and blah, blah, blah. Well, the next day, since he woke up early, you know, and he was taking out the trash, and he goes out to the dumpster, and he says he literally sees most of this guy's stuff, you know, in and around the dumpster. And he says he got a few things that were kind of cool and, you know, some DVDs and things, but he saw two huge boxes of cards. And so he immediately thought of me, and he picked them up and he put them in his car. And a couple weeks later, he made it down to where I live, and, he brought me these boxes of cards. Now, there was nothing really huge in it. However, it looks like this guy did open up a lot of Bowman baseball. So there was tons of, not really a lot of, a little bit of Bowman Chrome mixed in, but a ton of base Bowman rookies for over the course of like 4 or 5 years, starting in about 2000 and 2001. All the way up until, looks like he stopped collecting in about 2003, 2004. So I have a ton of Bowman just base rookie cards from those years. And I thought that was actually a pretty good find. Probably if I put that whole lot together and organized it in some way and put it on eBay, I probably could get maybe like $25-$30 for it. So, you know, if you could find $25 and $30 just laying on the ground or laying in a dumpster, doesn't happen very often. Usually you got to go dumpster to dumpster. Like some of these unfortunate people, I feel bad for some people that go dumpster to dumpster and, you know, pick out cans and bottles. And, you know, I feel bad. You know, I have an interesting story about that. That kind of reminds me. This is way off topic, and feel free to fast forward if you want to. But I have something about my grandma. My grandma passed away, and rest in peace, a couple years ago. And I'll always remember her. She was a great lady. But my grandma was retired for many years. And I remember she lived in this condominium, and she had a neighbor. And her and her neighbor, they were both probably at that time in their 60s, and they used to go walking every morning. They loved to go walking, and they used to take hour and a half, 2 hour walks around the city that they lived in. And my grandma, you know, she wasn't wealthy, but she, you know, she did all right for herself. She drove a Mercedes and she owned her condo, so she was doing all right. Well, she and this lady somehow picked up the habit of going around to trash cans and dumpsters and actually picking out cans and bottles. And bless my grandma's heart, she would do it, and she would save all the cans and give it to me. At that time, I was probably only like 8 or 9 years old. She and this lady would get all these cans and gather them up and save them for me, and then go and take them to the recycling center and give me and my brothers and sisters all the money. So I would get, you know, $20 or $30 every few months from my grandma just for her going out in the morning and picking up cans. I thought that was, you know, it's just unbelievable. People in my grandma's position who, you know, was always, you know, she wasn't hard up for money. And the fact that she and this other lady who wasn't hard up for money either were going around and picking up cans for me and my brother and my sister so we could have some spending money. I just thought that was the funniest thing. And I remember my dad and my mom always thought it was the funniest thing. This lady that drives around in a Benzo and, you know, lives in a two-story condo by herself happens to go out and pick up cans in the morning. So I thought that was great, and I'll always remember about that, about my grandma. And it's something that when I get older, man, if I had the love for my grandchildren, it just showed you how much she loved me. And I'm sure you guys out there that have grandparents and parents, I'm sure they've done similar things for you. And it, you know, just goes to show you should appreciate your family. And that's a whole side note. We're getting way off topic, but just wanted to share that for you. But, you know, that's about it. Greatest finds, send me an email. If I didn't have one this week, I'm going to have a little bump out for that. We're going to have other segments. Send me an email. We have a contest running through September 5th, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me an email. Send me ideas for the show. Send me your greatest finds in your collection. And send me an email if you want to vote for us on Podcast Alley or comment on our shows at Podbean. Those two things will help our show immensely. If you haven't already, if you have iTunes and you have an iPod, what are you doing? Go to the iTunes store, search for The Sports Card Show, and we should pop up. And you could just search sports cards. I really don't know. That's why you should also send me an email. How you found us, how you found us on iTunes. Please subscribe to us there. Help us out. We need it. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, that's about all I have for the show. Sorry for it being kind of out there, but if you haven't figured out already, that's how most of these shows are going to be going. But on the next show, again, I hate to tease you guys, and this is a huge teaser, but I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. But I'm sure you guys will send me some emails, and we'll discuss it all next time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that have contacted me. Mike, in particular, from Indiana, thanks for all the emails. I appreciate it. Send me emails anytime. I've enjoyed talking with you, and I've enjoyed, I've learned more from talking with Mike from Indiana than, hearing my own voice, which is probably a good thing. But I'll talk to you guys later. Take it easy. Don't work too hard. Remember what I said about that extended lunch, 20, 30 minutes before you go to lunch. Just kick back, kick up the feet. If the box walks by, that's when you just pull the cigarette out and light it and blow it in his face, baby. That's my tip for the day. I'll talk to you guys next time. Take it easy. Good luck with your collections. I'll see you next time.